Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Bava Basra, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Ches. A Mechadis Asadav, someone sells a field, Mechadis who have vonim shehim letzarcha, included in that sale are the stones that are needed for the field. Why would a field need stones? Well, the loose stones are used to build fences around the field. And a chanami, they're not attached to the ground. They're not mamish part of the field. But because they're used for the field, they're included in the sale. When you sell the field, you sell these stones. Sometimes stones were used like a weight. They were put on piles of cut grain to stop it from blowing away in the wind. Those are also considered stones, shehem litzarcha, and therefore are included in the sale. Vayter says in Mishnah, v'yes hakarnam shebekerem. If there's a kerem, a vineyard in the field, so a vineyard usually has reeds. You take a reed, you peel it, and you set it into the ground, becomes like a pole sticking out of the ground, and it holds the vines. The grapevines are held up, like grows around it. So Zakta Mishnah, when you sell a field, you also include Vesakonim Shebekerem, the reeds in the vineyard Shehim Litzarchai. Now the Mishnah never said that the vines themselves are included, but the Tosfos Yamtov says that's obvious. Vayter Zakta Mishnah Vesatfua Shumuchaberes Lekarka. Produce tfua that's connected to the ground is included in the sale. What else is included in the sale of the field? Yes, mechitzas hakonim. We have reeds that are growing over here. A lot of reeds growing in mamish in one area. Packed together, mamish coming out of one place. Now, if this area is less than a base roiva, she pchusami base roiva, that's about 10 amis on each side, even though they're mamish growing together and it's thick, it's like a separate thing, but if it's smaller than this shear, it's considered part of the field. A watchman's hut. The Bat Tanura says, Sukas Shoimrim. She'ena suyabetid, it's not connected to the ground. It's not like cemented into the ground. Although the Lashon in the Bat Tanura is that it is mechubul akarka betid. Some wonder what the Bat Tanura means over here. Won't get into it. But Pashtis, the text of our Mishnah is, She'ena suyabetid, it's not connected to the ground. V'yes hacharov, and a carob tree, she'ena murkiv. What does this mean, she'ena murkiv? When a carob tree gets older, it's a very sturdy tree, and they would take branches of other trees and graft it into them. So, v'yes hacharov, the younger carob trees, she'ena murkiv, that weren't grafted yet, even though eventually they would become older, but right now they're included in the field, they're not so important yet. V'yes psulas hashikma, and young shikma trees, called sycamore trees, they are included in the sale. Again, because they're smaller trees yet, or younger trees, they're not so important to be a separate chashivas, and they're included in the sale. In our Mishnah, we learned, if you sell a field, stones that are used for the field, although cannot connect it to the ground, stones that are used for the gate or to hold down the wheat, are included. The reeds in a vineyard are included. The vines grow around these reed poles, or the reed poles hold them up. And of course, the vines themselves. Tfuah that's connected to the ground. A cluster of reeds coming out of the ground, which is less than a base roiva, is included in the field. The watchman's hut is included in the field. The Gersa of our Mishnah says, even though it's not cemented to the ground. Young carob trees that weren't grafted yet, as well as young shikma trees, don't have enough chashivas on their own. These shikma trees, when they get older, they're a major source of lumber. But right now, they're still young, so we're not looking at the future. Right now, the young charuf trees and the young shikma trees are not so chashiv, and therefore they're included in the sale of the field. When you sell the field, these are included.